an opening chant, please.
Let me respectfully remind you, excuse me, Gatha of Atonement, all harm caused by me because of my greed, hatred, and ignorance, through my conduct, speech, and thought, I now deeply regret.
In the Christian scriptures, there's an amazing meeting between the Roman governor Festus, the Roman governor of Syria, and St. Paul. Festus was having a banquet for friends, and Paul was imprisoned down in the cellar. But in order to entertain his guest, he has St. Paul brought up and said to speak about Christianity, this strange new faith. And Paul spoke about resurrection. And Festus said to him, Paul, Paul, much learning has made you mad. The dead do not rise. And of course, Festus was right from his point of view. There is no resuscitation of the human body once it is dead. But Christians do not believe in resuscitation. They believe in resurrection, which is not just for the individual, but for all creation. Stars, human beings, animals, the whole world as we see it. New world coming, new world age. Now the Jewish people are preparing for Passover. A different story altogether. We're talking about new life and a new world. Remember, Brenda Shoshana said that preparation for the event is almost as important as the event itself. We are the preparation to prepare ourselves to understand and appreciate this week that is coming. And Christians and Jews together prepare for our feast by practicing Zazen, a Buddhist meditation, which is good for both of us. It says to stay awake, not to let life pass by, not let great events and great festivals go by and find us half asleep. So in this way, it's truly interreligious. The Buddhists are helping Jews and Christians to celebrate their feast days as they see fit. How wonderful. So I think about my own Holy Week and what I hope for. Resurrection from the dead. Ascension to everlasting life. The coming of the Spirit. And I practice Zazen to be awake for all this. Let us be grateful to the Buddhists who help us realize our own vision in our own way.